Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And Sometimes Hot Sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages Hot Sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages Hot Sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Roro. Here, as always, my main man, Intern Josh.
Oh, you guys are so glad that this is a different podcast because Roro just told a great story off air about childhood drama.
That's a different podcast.
JoJo, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, this is a rare morning pod, and I'm drinking coffee on the show, and I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
Got a little AeroPress action going over there.
Yeah.
Well, and right across from you, we have a delightful guest that's here today. He is a writer, comedian, and one of the best, if not the best, social media follows out in the game.
Oh, truly.
Please welcome to the show, Asterios Kokonos.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I got an AeroPress for Christmas.
Oh, really?
I'm an AeroPress evangelist. I'm such a freaking nerd about my AeroPress.
Oh, really? Do you?
Yeah.
Do you get the AeroPress timer app? Did you fuck with that thing?
I'm going to get it as soon as this podcast is over. And by the way, that sounded like I was like joking, like trying to like, yes, and like, no, I'm going to get that timer.
Yeah, no, it's great. Maybe it's a dollar. It's wonderful.
That's totally worth it.
It give you like 50 different things to try. And then ultimately, you'll just go with one anyway. Well, I'm glad it's not like $20. I just watched you do the most dangerous thing I've ever seen. Like something that I feel like if my wife was here, would have sent her into dark black hole of panic.
Yeah, that's not cool, bro.
I'm going to take a photo of it. Yeah, we'll put this up here. This is
Asterios going with the $2,500 coaster
given to me by work.
Oh yeah, work coaster. Great news. He's got his mug of hot tea on the keyboard of his laptop.
Not just any mug, a novelty mug.
A novelty,
easily spillable R2-D2 mug.
This thing has not been stress tested. Honestly, I just saw it and I was like, I feel like Asterios is going to want to drink it as R2-D2 mug, regardless of its stability.
Wow. You felt right. I put it on my computer because I'm such like a nerd about not making table noise on podcasts that I was like, well, the computer might be a softer element than this hardwood table. And I was like, I suppose ruining my work computer and losing my job would be worth it to not make a single clink on a podcast.
On this free podcast in a dining room with this construction outside.
Here's the scenario that I envision. You spill the coffee. You have to go to work. You come up with some sort of white lie of how you actually spill coffee on it. Then, little did you know, we have a fan from your work. Your boss is a fan of T-Bash, listens to the show, goes to the show comments, sees a picture of a fucking R2-D2 mug on top of the computer, and you get fired. That's just what I'm seeing happening here.
That's my life. That's exactly how unlucky I am as a person.
How many jobs have you lost to podcasts?
Too many. You know what? I don't know if we have the time, honestly.
We are living, and that's actually a different podcast, unless they're all beverage related.
Yeah, that's true. How many beverage related podcasts? Yeah. You know, I hope you do have a little time for a little business, real quick, gentlemen.
Of course.
Oh, because what a day.
This is what's going on. You might have recalled from last episode something we would like to say called limited edition.
Yeesh.
This is what's going to go. Josh, you want to drop it? You want to drop it? I'll let you drop it.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. You guys, this is our first ever.
First ever.
First ever T-Bash merchandise.
Oh.
Limited edition shirt.
Limited edition shirt.
That's right. We made T-Bash t-shirts, baby. And they're happening. I'm looking at Asterios' face right now, and I'm so glad you're here today.
I want to see this shirt.
We're
going to
show you. We're going to give you the audio reaction. It's very exciting. We did a little. We made some mockups with a friend over at Project Mersh here in Los Angeles. I'm making all kinds of noise, moving my keys around.
That's just fuck it. Clink clunk. R2-D2's going to walk across the fucking table then. God damn it.
Yes, with our pal Isaac over at Project Mersh in LA, it's going to be printing these right here in Los Angeles. So what we're doing is a pre-order only scenario.
This is limited edition. We're going to open up the orders for how long? A month?
Not even 3 weeks. This is going to be March 1st. March 1st is the drop dead date.
You got 3 weeks to get in on this action. The t-shirts are going to ship that first week of March. And guess what? This is it. This is, we will not make this shirt again. This is limited edition shirt.
You know what? To prove it, I think you guys should, I think you guys should Periscope yourselves destroying all the Photoshop and InDesign files.
Okay.
Ooh.
We won't have backups.
That's what I'm saying. There's no cloud. Okay. There's no off-site backup. It's just, we're going to destroy this.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the shirt.
Oh, snap. Let me see this.
Yeah, take that off of there.
Okay. If you could just describe this to our listeners.
All right, awesome. Well, it's a Heather Gray tee. It's not a ringer tee if you're worried about your if you're worried about those unsightly arm lines.
It's a crew tee.
It's a crew tee, and it's got the Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce logo on it, mocked up to look like the Tabasco sauce logo. And actually, it's gorgeous.
It's iconic.
This is a t-shirt, and look, I'm not. This is the first time I'm seeing this shirt. This is a t-shirt that I would just like wear around Los Angeles.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's what we're talking about. Even he's whining and dining.
So here's what we're going to do.
Celebs and big wigs, business types, and the lowly commoners alike.
Mm-hmm. Now, we need you listeners to just come order these in droves because we want to spread the gospel that is T-Bash around the world. And so we're going to have two colorways of this shirt. We're going to have a Heather Gray. What else are we going to have, JoJo? Mm. Or should we let Asterios just choose?
Maybe that's what we'll do. There will be a second color option. We're going to pick it. It's going to be up there. Should we just, I don't know. I guess
let's see if he chooses what we think we want to do. And if not, we can all, hey, listeners, you'll see when you go to totallylame.com, hit on the link for t-shirts and buyer's guide where other t-shirts are. You will see the colorways of this shirt.
Yep. We'll even throw this up on Instagram, in the social media. There'll be a link.
Yeah.
I'm going to pitch, is it powder blue?
Oh, that's a fun idea.
That is a fun idea.
Because I feel like powder blue is like a good unisex color. Like, it's good for dudes. It's good for ladies.
Mm. Oh, boy. Show them what we got real quick. Let me see.
Yeah. I want to see.
Because, you know, this is the fun thing. When you're, these things are going to be fresh off the presses, mm-hmm. you guys. And like we said, limited edition shirts, they're only going to be the number order, the number made. So that's why we get to pick. We don't have to, there's no minimum orders here mm-hmm. with what we're doing, so we're just we're rolling with it. So here, you can scroll through those at your leisure.
Okay, this is a really in color. This is great. There's a So the Heather Gray is sort of a marbled style Heather Gray.
Yes, yes.
You know, kind of like, I don't want to say a gym shirt because that kind of downplays it,
but
like
it is
a ball game shirt.
Sure,
a ball game. Oh, pattern. There you
go. Yeah, yeah, and that is an official offering.
A real
so
Joe
you are
lunch
picking
pail,
our second offering.
Yeah, exactly. And now, okay, and the second offering is actually just a soup. Oh wait, there's options.
Oh, that's
So
you're gonna pick the color. Which is your favorite of these?
Okay, look, I honestly got to say that I would wear this light creamy gray.
Okay.
I think
that's called white.
That's a white. Well, it's got a little shadow on there.
I'm colorblind, and I just learned it. But that's white? No, I don't want to wear a white t-shirt. I'm too fat for that, and I'll sweat it out. No white.
Interesting.
Don't even offer
no
white.
White. Okay.
Don't
interesting.
Even offer white.
JoJo and I like the white option.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you guys are skinny.
Nah, really.
You guys are in shape.
So is there one of these that you see that you like?
Would you do this?
I would go honestly with the mustard.
Hey! Yeah.
Guess what? That's our offering.
That
hey!
Is. You did it. You picked it. And that was actually our minimal, what'd you call that? Market research. That was actually the 100% favorite out of, say, five people asked. So it's going to be a Heather Gray and a mustard yellow with the Tabasco logo on it.
Mm. I
feel like Roro's rolling his eyes over that.
There's going to be that offering in the crew neck t-shirt. We also are going to do a Heather Gray sweatshirt.
Nice.
And are we doing anything else or is that it?
You guys doing a hoodie?
Not yet.
No, kids aren't wearing the hoodies this day. We will do a limited edition shirt later of maybe a hoodie, but they're not wearing them these
days. I'm seeing all these guys in their 40s wearing hoodies.
Well,
they look super sad.
Those guys are, yeah.
Yeah, their hoodies are all ratty.
They're left over. They're the same guys still wearing their black Doc Martens with jeans. You know, there's a lot of cyberpunks out there still wearing
cyberpunks, yes, with their hardware decking into the Matrix wearing their hoodies. Yes, absolutely.
There's a guy in my office building who looks like a cyberpunk Willie Nelson. And it's a lot of fun. He's got two white braids. If you're out there, if you're listening, I really hope
God
you
bless
are.
You.
God bless you. And please go.
Yeah, but anyways, go to totallylame.com or keep your eye out on the T-Bash Pod socials for those links. Remember, March 1 is the deadline. Got to get your orders in. We are not going to let you squeak in through the cracks.
No.
People might think like, oh, those guys, oh, it's March 2nd. They'll let me. Nope.
It makes it less special. It's not a limited dish. And then you're lying to people.
No, yeah. And that's it. And that's like, this is, if you want, you know, you're not going to see this one again. So anyway, yeah, go check that out. And we're, you know, we just, and thank you guys also just for continued donations and support of the show. But this is just one more way that you can support the show. And you actually get something back besides this podcast in return.
It's going to be a sweet ass shirt.
Which, by the way, this podcast is no slouch compared to this shirt. I'm just saying it's
I don't know.
They're a perfect matching set.
Oh, my God.
You can't have one without the other.
Listen,
Bernie, Bernie, mustard and mayonnaise.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's all the business that we have.
How much is the shirt? How much is the shirt?
We didn't reveal how much the shirt is.
And I'm covering up the mic because I'm wondering, is it like, do you not want to mention the price? Like, I'm actually, I'm
it's $100.
You know that you putting your hand over the mic wouldn't kind of keep that audio out.
I suppose. Let me disconnect the XLR.
How much are the shirts?
$20.
That's it? I can't wait to... Honestly, I want this shirt because I'm not kidding. I see this shirt in my rotation. I'm not even kidding.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, you might want to order more than one. If this is something that's going to really
sweat
be in your...
it out, you're right. I'm going to pit the hell out of this shirt.
I'm going to pit it up.
Yeah, even that mustard yellow one isn't safe from your pit.
Not from me. And look, I'm not blaming the shirt. I'm blaming my weird biology.
This isn't about quality here.
No, certainly not.
This is a long-standing genetic problem that goes back generations.
I'm like a real-life Homer Simpson. Like, all the joke things he's in are real things that happen to me.
He doesn't even laugh when he watches this show anymore.
It's just too sad.
All right. We're done with the biz. We're done with the tease. Good. Are we ready?
Of course I'm ready.
Are you ready, Asterians? Yeah. Are you ready? We're going to start with the beverage profile.
Mm. Okay.
So every episode, we like to dive into your entire day in beverages. From the moment that you wake up, we want to know the first thing that's hitting your lips to the end of the day. And we're gonna help guide you through it. So you got to start us off at what time are you waking up and what happens?
Sure.
And this is, keep in mind, this the first thing that hits your lips is the first beverage thing. Like, we don't really care if you like you have a sock monkey you kiss every
morning. Yeah.
All right,
no,
so we'll take the sock monkey as red.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Look, honestly, I wake up at 6 a.m.
because
I work New York time. It's rough. And the first thing I do is my roommate has like a 10-year-old Javalia coffee maker. And it has like so much coffee residue inside of it that it makes the coffee super delicious.
Oh, that's seasoned.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like that's the only way I can picture, I think, this Javalia coffee maker, because I think the only way I've ever seen it is super dirty. Like, just super full of like residual grounds.
Yeah, like grounds from like the Clinton administration. Yeah. And like, he says it's 10 years old. He might have bought it used. This might be like Jimmy Carter's coffee. Yeah. Like, who the hell knows what this thing? But I love
it. Two presidents.
Yeah, look, it's really, it's like the butler. It's seen a lot of history. And so... I recently bought 6 bags of ground Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Okay. Mm. Did you check the expiration date on those? Well, 6 bags seems a little aggressive.
I bought it from Amazon Now because it was on some sort of super sale. It was like $4 each.
Okay.
They're usually like $8 at the supermarket or $6. So I was like, let me buy a bunch of this. I never bought it before. And let me tell you, it's bad. It's really bad. I love Dunkin' Donuts. Last night, I almost went to Dunkin' Donuts at 1 a.m. to hang out with our mutual friend, Joan Ford.
Oh, my goodness.
Except I started falling asleep because now I have to wake up at 6 a.m. because I work New York time. And so I have to use like 3 scoops of this per 6-ounce cup.
Boy.
It tastes real bad.
Was it ground coffee?
Yeah, pre-ground. Okay. It wasn't the ground. Beans.
Yeah, you need to trade up on this coffee.
Talk to me.
Is there some sort of coffee exchange? Like, do you think there's... Could you put that on Craigslist and say, like, I've got 5¾ bags left of ground Dunkin' Donuts coffee? And you could sell it because Dunkin' Donuts is like a new phenomenon to Los Angeles. So you could really say, like, yeah, this is a hot commodity, maybe. Well, I don't know. It's kind of a target and stuff for a while, but...
It's been in supermarkets for 20 years, but it does have heat. You're right.
It would be a fun free Craigslist ad, wouldn't it? Just to see who would come pick up the free Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Would you go get it? If you were just scrolling through on a Saturday morning, just scrolling through the Craigslist free section, and maybe you're looking for a coffee table or something. Oh, a coffee table. Mm. And you're searching for coffee already because you're searching for this coffee table. And then up comes 5¾ ground bags. 5 sealed.
I'd look at the neighborhood first, right? You'd look at the neighborhood.
Right. Where are you not going?
Let's say it. No. How many minutes away is your threshold for maybe going to get this?
I'm going to say I'll drive 12 minutes and that's it.
I almost feel like there's a really thin band because I don't think I'd go fewer than 10 because I don't want to necessarily risk running into this person. Oh, yeah. Like I don't want it to turn out that it's a neighbor.
Wait, yeah. Josh, would you actually do this? I want to know if you would do it if you saw that Craigslist
not
ad.
Not a million years okay.
that I do. No, I would actually do it. I'm not even kidding a little bit. That was my first thought was, I don't want to throw this coffee away. That's not environmentally responsible. Maybe, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, well, let me put it on Facebook. I'll be like, who wants coffee? Just come get it. I don't like that. It. But here's what I did instead. I called up Amazon Now, who delivered it.
Yeah.
And I was
I want to talk to you about this experience.
Oh, I'll talk to you. That's the next thing we'll talk about then. And I was like, this coffee tastes real bad. I want you guys to come pick it up when you drop off my groceries. And they were like, you know what? Keep it. We'll refund you all the money.
There you go.
It's all free. And now the coffee tastes great.
Yeah!
Because it's now it's free coffee. I'm like, I'll put 7 scoops of this in to make a half decent
cup. I'll waste the shit out of this.
Who cares? I'll put it on my ice cream. Like, I don't give a shit.
That's a fun idea.
I just need the caffeine at this point.
Yeah, okay. All right. See, that's good. I think because there, you're in good space. You're just able to use this wherever you want. It is better. It's got to be better than like coffee at like a car dealership or something like right, like at a mechanics. Oh, you know, God. Sometimes they'll have that weird free coffee that tastes like plain Honey Smacks. I don't know why. Or like what are those, puffed wheat cereal? Oh. Disgusting.
Yeah, not even real Honey Smacks.
No, there's no honey.
So how are you dressing up your coffee and what time is it with this first cup?
Awesome. It is the moment I wake up. I make a beeline to my coffee maker as if it's like the oxygen machine and I'm in like space. And then I drown it in organic half and half, and I don't use sugar. I used to use a lot of sugar.
Oh yeah.
But this year I'm trying to do no sugar.
Okay.
And then I drink it. I just keep hitting that thing. And this morning,
how much are you hitting?
That's the problem. I told Josh about this when I arrived. So this morning I realized that now the coffee's making me sleepy. Have you ever drank? It's like when you become addicted to something, it no longer works. And sometimes it's just like, now we're going to do the opposite. Like if you smoke way too much weed, at some point it's not fun. You're not like, let's watch TV and eat munchies. You're like, I'm depressed. Right. I'm real sad forever now. And it's
I'm
like
scared or I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. Why do all my friends hate me in my mind? Like that. So that's what happened this morning. I realized I'm addicted to the stuff. I got to do tea now.
Okay.
It's sad.
This sounds like a journey that I went on, a very similar journey. The caffeine, I just realized how bad it was making me feel.
Yeah.
And tea led its way to just sparkling waters for me. I don't do any caffeine, and I feel much more alert in the morning.
I got to do it.
Just showing off over here.
Yeah, I'm just showing off.
We get it. Your life's together. So
how much coffee did you have this morning, though?
This morning I had 2 cups. I had a cup of iced coffee and I had a mug of coffee between like 6 and 6:20. That's what it took. That's what it took to get me through making my eggs.
Wow! So like you probably had to pee between like by the time it was 6:20 in the morning. Like I'm just saying, like there was so much liquid involved. Did you make this iced coffee yourself?
Or the iced coffee was an overnight thing.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah. Because I make such a big pot of coffee the day before that I put it in a bottle, spoon in it. So the bottle doesn't crack. Put it in the fridge.
Put a spoon in it what so the bottle science? Doesn't crack. Yeah, what are you talking about here?
Well, when you put super hot liquid in a glass, the glass might shatter.
Right.
So what you do is you put a piece of metal in it, like a spoon, a fork, or a knife, because it raises
a metal spoon, fork, or knife.
Well, yeah, not a plastic one, because it raises the specific heat of the container. It takes a lot longer to heat up metal than it does to heat up glass, and that way it doesn't crack.
So the metal absorbs the heat.
Yes.
How the hell does that work, though? How does it still not just crack the glass? Or the glass does have a certain amount of time before it cracks.
Precisely.
It's not like instantly.
No, it's not like the moment you pour hot tea into like a glass, it shatters. It's like, you know, it takes a little bit.
See, it's funny that you mentioned specific heat, and I think I'm just about to hand over co-host duties to Asterios on this one, because that was such a good science fact.
Yeah.
Is that I took AP Physics in high school, which is not to brag, which is to say it was taught by a teacher who would just give extra credit points for answering questions in class, and he would just like blow up sodium all day. Not kidding. And so it was like a joke class, and so a bunch of us took it just to get it, just to do it, and then you had to take the AP test, which like no one really thought about. And so there was a question about how do you determine the specific heat of an element. And I just drew, made a drawing of a guy. It said like write out your equipment list, and it was just a guy with two beakers. I said you're gonna need two thermometers. You're gonna have to put some elements in there. You're gonna have control over here. Anyway, I got a very low score on that test.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. And there were no extra credit points offered at all.
Mm.
So I'm glad you mentioned it. I still don't understand.
Look. I'm not going to lie. That's about as much as I know about specific heat.
That's good, but you're not cracking these
carafes. How big of a fork or spoon are you using?
I used it, the bottle.
Novelty fork or
like
spoon?
A serving spoon?
The bottle, it was like a milk bottle, like an old-fashioned milk bottle, and then I just put an entire knife in it. As if I was sending the coffee a message.
Yeah.
Like, this coffee's seen too much.
I like this a lot, though.
That's what I did. My mom told me to do that. I don't know if it's true.
No,
it's,
it obviously is. Otherwise, you'd have a refrigerator full of coffee, probably.
And broken glass. And shards of broken glass.
Like, that's the bummer. Like, if you are that guy that puts it in the pitcher and then, you know, you're watching TV and 40 minutes later, you hear that noise.
That's
a bummer. Okay, so what time is it now? You've had two cups of coffee. Mm-hmm. Take us through the rest of your day.
6:20 in the morning.
All right, it's 6:20 in the morning. You know, I just beverages, by the way.
Just yeah, you know where you're on the beverage podcast.
Unless there's hot sauce involved.
Yeah.
And then
putting hot sauce on those eggs, you're welcome to expound.
But. No hot sauce on the eggs. And then what else do I do? I've been hitting the organic mango orange juice pretty hard lately.
Like, that sounds delicious.
Is that Trader Joe's product?
It's from Amazon now.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. This gets me back to my question.
Sure.
You got an order from Amazon now. How's that treating
It's awesome.
I've dabbled. It is pretty sweet.
Really?
Right.
Are you getting it from the food? Are you getting it from Sprouts? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Because
there's a Sprouts
about.
Option on Amazon now, which tickles me. I like Sprouts.
Holy shit.
Amazon now in Los Angeles has like four different stores you can order from. You can order from Sprouts, which is like sort of between Trader Joe's and Whole Foods.
Yeah, it's low rent Whole Foods.
Yeah, low rent Whole Foods,
which is good. We need that.
Exactly. We need options. You can order from Amazon itself.
Yep.
You can also order from Sprinkles Cupcakes.
Yeah.
So like literally
not groceries.
No, it's not. Well, it's food, but it's not groceries. But like, so, well, here, Amazon now is not just for groceries.
Yeah, it's for everything.
So here's what I did. Look, I just moved back to Los Angeles. I'm here for a little bit. So I need everything. I needed like towels, mugs. I needed this, that, shampoo, I need everything. So I went on Amazon now I just got everything. I got a whole set of towels.
Yeah.
I got shampoo, conditioner, facial soap, razors.
You're dabbling into other territory, but we get the point.
I'm just saying they can delay it in 2 hours. They can send you an entire like survival kit in 2 hours. And you get to look at the app. You see where the truck is?
Keep it to the beverages, bro.
Okay, look, moving back to beverages. So I'm hitting this organic, mango juice. I'm hitting the pulpless Trop 50.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, those were both of those purchases on Amazon now.
Yeah.
So you went to the beverage section. It sounds like you went to the fruit section and you saw that mango and you're like, I'll try this.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
You're in LA, you're back in LA, you need a little tropical, you want something to go with those palm trees. You said, give me a mango orange.
I said, and it's organic. And then the Trop 50 calories a glass.
Yeah.
You can't beat it.
Doesn't matter the size of the glass. You fill it up.
50. Yeah.
A big gulp. 50. The calories expand or contract based on the container. It's very Newtonian.
Again, I assume. Yeah.
Very Newtonian. And that's all I know about that. Like, by the way. And you know, what do they make up the rest of those calories with? Probably something terrible. Like probably like Stevia or Splenda.
Sure, who knows?
Well, and see, that's the other side of living in LA. There's that dark, seamy underbelly that is, you know, that infiltrates everything. So in this case, it's what's the other mass in your 50 calorie orange juice?
How are they thickening this thing? And what are they cutting this with?
Right.
So to speak.
Who killed the Black Dahlia? And what's in this orange juice?
Okay, so you're having a little juice. What, take us through the rest of the day.
All right, cool. And then you know, then I'll go out. I am I'm a block away from Cafecito Organica.
Oh, nice.
Which, okay, so for those of you who don't live in LA, Cafecito Organica was this real hip spot. And the first time I went there, I'm not kidding, I got so nervous because everyone there is so attractive and young.
The workers or the clientele?
Everybody. Huh. That I'm not kidding. And I was there with like a very attractive young lady. Like, and I dropped my coffee. I was so nervous.
No.
And I spilled it on my new clothes because I got there and I'm just like, I can't handle. Mm. I felt like I was walking onto the set of a commercial.
That's tough. That's tough business. Well,
you guys are both attractive. No, you don't worry about this.
I don't.
You're
like,
a handsome man.
You're good-looking guys.
I don't like going there. I thought where you're going with it. I do feel like I'm not cool enough for that place. Yes. But I've never. I don't know if I've noticed that many attractive people there.
Maybe I have very low standards. And by maybe, I mean I do. it's a lot of young people. They're very well dressed. They look like they just got out of bed at like the model factory. You know, it's crazy.
This makes me want to go there and check it out.
We should go after this. I live right there.
Okay, great.
Get some coffee if you want.
Yeah, then that's it. That sounds great. We'll do it. We'll check it out. If these people are terrifyingly attractive,
we'll take pictures of all of them.
Yeah, they won't mind. They're used to it. They might even pose.
Yeah.
You don't even have to ask.
So what are you getting when you stop in this place?
Whatever's cheapest. And last night it was.
Is that what you say?
Yes. I say that all the time.
That's great.
When I go to a bar, my calculation is highest alcohol content to lowest price.
Oh.
Here's the trick. And you guys know this. Yes. I'm saying this like you don't know this. You guys probably do the same thing.
Not. We might not know. I don't know.
Okay. Here's what I do. You got to watch out. Because sometimes if it's like a double, I don't know how you say Dubel. How do you say that beer?
It's double.
Double?
Oh, okay. Dubel.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
a D-U-B-E-L. Or if it's like, you know, because sometimes they'll give you, it'll be like, wow, 10% alcohol by volume for $7. They'll give it to you in the mini glass.
Oh, yeah, in like a tulip or something.
A tulip!
Yes, unbelievable.
Yeah.
It makes me so mad. I just feel like, why not just give me the price for a pint of this? That's what I want. And like, you can tell me if it tastes better in the tulip glass, and I might still just say, I don't really care. I'll pay you $2 extra for the extra 4 ounces or whatever it is. It seems like such an unnecessary scam because like it's not as though if you went to a brewery that and you did a tasting, let's say, they're not going to give you a tiny 2 ounce tulip, which would be adorable. They're like to maximize the smell. They're just going to give you like a weird shot glass,
right?
And that's what you're going to drink it out of. As far as why would a large one have to have its own special glass? I agree with you entirely.
Okay.
I do know that, and I hate it.
So what is the cheapest thing on the menu of a coffee place, though? And does it change?
Ground coffee, usually. Unless it's like some sort of weirdo ground coffee that like, you know, blah, 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 fair trade, gobbledygook, and then it's all expensive. But yeah, the cheapest thing is usually a cup of ground coffee.
Okay.
Have you ever been surprised by like an offering? You said, I'll have whatever's cheapest. And they're like, oh, well, incidentally, we're having a special on our, you know, some, you know, like, and there's some wild new coffee drink that you've had because of that.
I'll tell you, last night I went to Grounded Cafe. This is similar, but not the same. I went to the Grounded Cafe around 6 p.m. I'm jumping ahead. I'll jump back. And the dude, the barista, whose name is Friday.
Oh, every day.
I know. And I was like, and my name's Asterios, and his name's Friday. So we're in like the weird name club.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, I love this guy.
Weird buddy cops. It.
Yeah, exactly. Joe Friday.
Yeah, Joe Friday.
There you go. And he's like 21. He's like, I'm in charge of the Instagram account here, so I have to take pictures of the donuts and coffee. And he's taking a picture of this like beautiful latte that he's like designed a leaf into.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what will you have? Now I'm like I have like this paranoia about being green. Like I hate waste, even though I waste things constantly. Like, so I go, you know what? I'll just buy that. I'll buy that cup of coffee you just photographed because you already made it. I don't want you to have to throw it away.
And it's famous now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And he's like, I'll just give it to you for free.
No!
Oh, score! And I was like, well, then you got to let me tip you, Friday. And he's like, no, man. And I was like, Friday, come on. And so I put $2 in the jar. And I took the thing and it was delicious. Everybody wins.
At twice the price.
What a win.
Yeah. Because that's like a $4 or $5 latte. I'm absolutely not
kidding.
Easily. Yeah.
All right, let's get back to your profile real quick. I want to wrap up your profile. So what does your kind of midday before 6 o'clock look like?
Midday before 6 o'clock, I am honestly, and this is boring, I'm trying to pound water.
It's fantastic.
I have a rule where I have this app, and I'll show it to you guys as I break my computer for the second time today.
I wish you hadn't made all that noise.
Damn, we're going to have to start over. I have this nerd app called Habitica.
Okay.
And it's an RPG that turns your life into a role playing game.
Okay.
I'm in a party with four other people and we're all trying to improve our habits.
Okay.
So one of the things I have to do every day is I have to drink 5 glasses of water.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And so every time I do, I check them off.
I love this
I'm going to check them all off right now.
Screenshot. Will you screenshot that with where it says drink water? Will you just screenshot that? We're going to want to put that in our show notes.
Absolutely. I'll screenshot it right now.
Great.
And then I'm going to drink the water. And as I drink it, it says I gain 16 experience points, 2.76 gold pieces, and 2 mana points.
The least boring water story I've ever heard.
That really is. You just turn that into an adventure.
You're making it fun to drink water.
That's what I do. Because here's the thing. If I don't drink 5 glasses of water a day, a monster hurts my friends.
I was going to say that Chimera doesn't stand a chance now. Jesus. You've got this.
Exactly. Me and the rest of my adventuring party were
all... Do you know them?
Yes.
And they're real people.
Yeah. Great. My friends Jeffrey, Amanda, and Hannah. They're all my comedy partners. And if we don't do... Like, every day I got to remember to take my medicine. Every day I got to remember to do this water. I got to go for a walk every day. I got to do yoga every day. I got to do all this crap. If I don't do it every day... Right now we're fighting like... a bog witch who can only be hurt by the power of moonstones.
Mm.
And if I don't do these things, she will hurt all of my friends for probably 10 damage. How many hit points do they have? 50. That's a fifth of their health. Gone.
And what happens if you lose all your health? I know we got to get off the subject soon because this is not beverage related.
This feels beverage related.
This
related.
Is the reason I'm drinking sparklets. No, absolutely.
I just want to know, do people die?
Yes.
Oh, in real life. When you die in the game, you die for real.
It's like the movie Existence.
I don't like it. Oh, boy.
It's scary.
Drink your water.
I do. And so now
it's like the movie Existence. You have to have sex with weird.
You have to have sex with some weird biopod. Yes, you do. So I'm getting sparklets now delivered.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I got all these big 5 gallon jugs. It's a cool. I'm hitting the thing hard. I put my I put my standing desk right next to the sparklets machine. No joke. So I'm just glug glug right glug glug. I'm getting my water done.
I'd like a picture of that as well.
Sure.
I kind of want an animated GIF of that.
Okay. What about nighttime beverages, real quick? Take us through the rest of your day, real fast.
Sure. Honestly, by nighttime, hopefully I'm at a bar hanging out with friends. And if I'm there, I am, I'm trying to get the drunkest I can get the cheapest way possible.
What does that normally look like? Or is it changed?
You know what? It's usually an IPA. It's usually...
Really? Interesting. Yeah.
Because in America, and my British friends have told me this, that like, because you know, the stereotype used to be that like American beer was like piss.
Yeah.
And British beer was like the real deal.
Okay.
I went out drinking with some Brits the other night. And I'm like, I'm hitting this like 10% IPA for $7. And I'm like, well, this must be like water to you. And they're like, no, actually, your beer really fucks us up now because all your micro brews have so much alcohol that it's like that the tables have turned. Like, I think that the way you can get press and attention for your micro brew is if you make it really alcoholic.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Or like weird flavors and stuff.
Yeah, weird
there was flavors. There's an interesting weird like kind of backlash, it seems like, from the sort of micro brew elite or like the brewer elite of America that are now like, we posted something about this on our Facebook page that like they're all saying like, well, what's the, you know, like what's kind of like the best kind of beer or whatever, and they all seem to be picking like pilsners and lagers, so like light beer, like Budweiser is a lager beer, right?
Yeah.
And like that it's but saying that because it's like actually really challenging to make a good one, it's kind of like, because like once you take away all of like the flavors and the booze and sort of like these things, they can kind of like cover up mistakes in a way that it's just like, it'd be like having like the perfect slice of cheese pizza where you're just like, oh, this is great. But like if you just threw some, you know, if you make it like buffalo chicken pizza, you're like, well, it's pretty good for buffalo chicken
pizza.
Because
you're getting back to the
pizza.
You're getting
chicken tenders on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that. And that like, but yeah, if you're actually getting back to the core of it, like this sort of like purist thing of just saying, well, it's really tough to make this super clean, crisp kind of a thing.
It would be like if another, if like a small soda company could actually make a cola that could compete with Coca-Cola.
Exactly. Like, it's really tough to get that consistency and that, like, kind of just
perfection.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It is. It's weird. It's like that. It's like a, like almost chemical, you know, chemical perfection, basically, rather than it's like, it's, you know, it's science versus wizardry.
All right.
Well, interestingly about colas, and by the way, they're a client of mine, so please don't take this as like an endorsement, but like, a lot of cola companies are now having to open small cola shingles to kind of compete with themselves.
Because, oh, yeah, that's
because, like, because, you know, like if you opened up a cola company, you're not going to have like the instant market reach. Like Pepsi, for example, I think they're launching a line called, I just read about this in the Wall Street Journal. They're launching like a new boutique cola restaurant in the Flatiron District of New York.
Jeez. Wow.
And it's like you go and they have like these special like cola sommeliers. They're making new kinds of sodas and colas. And if you think about it, also Coca-Cola bought Jones Soda a long time ago.
Mm. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, like for as long as you've known about Jones, you've been drinking a Coca-Cola product. And you know, it's like in order to get those niche like cola fans, it's like the big company has to do it because no one else can get into like Walmart, Target, and all the supermarkets immediately.
Right. Yeah, that's a big thing with with beer is like is just distribution. It's just straight up. It's like whether you can get it there and then get that shelf space. It's always like this big deal. It's crazy to think that they opened fancy. They're going to open a soda restaurant in New York City in like the most expensive. Like how much soda do you have to sell to like pay that rent?
It's probably
and pay a guy a full time salary to tell you like the tasting notes.
They're not making money on that though. It's probably much more of a marketing leader. PR stunt.
I'm gonna look up. I can look up the article if you guys want.
I would love to. Yeah. Post that too. There's I think that there's enough. I actually just heard about a restaurant in LA, mm-hmm. and I'll try to find out what the name of it. I can't remember now, but like it's a, you know, a fancy restaurant, like the kind of thing that'll probably cost you like a couple hundred bucks a person to go eat there. If you're and they do normally you can get wine pairings, but I was talking to someone who went with like their dad who doesn't drink alcohol, and they made a soda pairing to go with each course of it, which I thought was pretty amazing. And hopefully it's not as expensive as the wine pairing, but it's still like, yeah, you got ingredients back there. You can put stuff in fizzy water and make it taste good.
Well, interesting. I mean, Starbucks. I mean, they're still doing that.
It's not really working though. Yeah, physio.
So just real quick, if you know, and I'll email this to you guys. But it's called Cola House with a K. It's a 5,000 square foot space on the same block as Milk Studios in Chelsea. It's in the ultra hip meatpacking district. The Cola House, a restaurant, bar, event space that the company hopes will become a social hub and a testing ground for new products. 5,000 square feet of cola.
Jesus.
Huge.
That's cool.
Maybe. That is. It's kind of like the Coca-Cola Museum in Atlanta, it sounds like, which I went to when I was 12, which was fantastic.
That sounds awesome. Have you talked about that on the show before?
No, it was so long ago that I haven't been there. I feel like we got to do a field trip. We got to figure out a way to get down to Atlanta, Hotlanta.
Cool.
Check out the Cokes. Well, maybe we'll just go to New York City now, because who needs to go to Atlanta? Yeah, now they got 5,000 square feet.
We're on our way.
And is house spelled like a house, or is it spelled like H-A-U-S?
It's spelled H-O-U-S.
Oh, okay.
Missed opportunity.
But cola's spelled
fine.
With a K.
All right, that's fine.
All right.
Half fun, half serious.
Let's get to our shootout for the week. Or not shootout, we're doing a flight.
We're doing a flight today.
Okay, what are we
doing?
So
this is not a blind flight. This is we're doing Jolly Rancher soda. Speaking of specialty sodas, this is this is like one of the weirdest things I feel like I've ever seen. There's four flavors of Jolly Rancher.
Ooh, that looks like watermelon?
That's watermelon.
What do you got there?
Well, that's cherry.
Oh, this is going to be painful,
I think. One, green apple.
Yeah.
This old thing?
There's an alarm going off.
It does sound like there's an alarm going off. What is that, and where could it be?
I think it's in there. It's not me.
Mm-mm.
Oh, sorry. Let me turn this crap on. It was me. I apologize.
You don't worry about a thing.
Yeah, don't worry about anything.
You guys are the best.
Okay.
So.
And grape. Okay.
Yes, and grape. So we've got green apple, cherry, watermelon, and grape. I also took the liberty of getting the corresponding Jolly Rancher flavors because I thought I'm often tempted when we have, say, real fruit things on the show to get like a real piece of fruit. And why not try it? We never have done it, so I figured why not start with the fakest thing imaginable and see how well they did at emulating their very own product. So we can start. Seriously, you have one you want to start with here?
Watermelon's my favorite, so I want to close on it.
Ooh, I like that.
Why don't we start on grape?
All right, okay. Great.
Because this is the closest to a soda that we all know.
Yeah, is this
going to
be like grape soda, or is it going to be something different?
I wonder.
See, that's it. And everyone has a good idea in their head of what a grape soda tastes like.
Oh, you goddamn right.
I'm just saying, we've got... So keep that in mind. We'll make a go of this.
Man. I remember when I was a kid in Catholic school... My family donated grape soda to the Catholic school so we could mix it with water and pretend to be drinking sacramental wine in kindergarten. Amazing. And I remember the teacher was like, and we want to thank Asteris' parents for giving not one but two-liter jugs of Welch's grape juice.
There's still to this day a plaque in memorial of the Coconuts family.
I'm so excited about this. Thank you.
I am too. This is disgusting at the same time. I want to give a shout out to Bevhead Amy, who sent this to us.
What?
She sent us a whole case of Jolly Rancher soda.
Thanks, Amy.
Yeah, this is really generous. And I also liked, this is from Amazon Prime.
Ooh.
Maybe not now, but certainly Prime. And it came in a set, and it said, "This is a set. Do not break up." on a sticker on the outside. So we didn't.
This smells like candy. There's a grape soda-ish to the smell, but an extra, like, this is going to be way sweeter.
There's an extra little something.
Huh. That tastes really good.
Yeah, Josh, way to go on the cool factor. These are ice cold.
Yeah, thank you. Man. I actually put them in the fridge last night like a real grown-up.
Nice.
I also wanted them to, because I wanted them to retain fizz, and I feel like sometimes that's an issue.
Low on the fizz? Quotient.
They are low on the fizz, right? That's why I wanted to point out that they've been in the fridge for upwards of 12 hours, and they'd otherwise been, you know, at room
temp. How do you think
that
affects the fizz?
Well, I think early on in the show we talked about this, that like it doesn't necessarily affect the fizz, but if you keep stuff at room temperature or in high temperatures, the carbonation starts to leave the beverage, but it stays in the bottle. So then you have to cool it back down so that the gas goes back into the liquid.
Oh,
so
look at you. Awesome.
Yeah, it's a fun fact. So it just, like, it hangs out in the cap. And so sometimes if you open, like, you'll notice you open a warm soda, it really goes like, and that's why. Or like, even if it's something that was maybe just on ice, because it still is like, okay, the beverage might be cold, but basically all of this carbonation is just stuck under the cap. So
that's a fun
one.
So this, I think, the biggest takeaway so far for me is, as advertised, this is a Jolly Rancher grape soda. But it's not overpowering. They did, I think, a pretty good job on this flavor.
I think you're right. Now, here's the question. How do we want to incorporate these hard candies? Do you want to, like, take a rip on one of these now, or we'll do that later?
No, let's go through all of these real quick, and then we'll come back and try the candies real quick, because I feel like the candies might mess with our palate.
Okay.
Or maybe not. Or should we do the candy real quick? Maybe we do the candy real quick.
I think, yeah, let's just, like, while it's fresh.
Here, I'm going to get a, should I get a paper towel for each of us?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Okay, I got one of each. All right.
That's a good idea. We'll separate these out here. It's kind of funny that they went, like, they didn't make a blue raspberry as one of the cornerstones. Because maybe it's, I mean, like, you look at these, they're pretty neon in color. Like,
you know, I'm sorry.
No.
It could have, I mean, it could have been that taste just didn't translate well to soda.
Not like these other gems.
Like the true taste of the organic cherry juice they used in Jolly Rancher Cherry.
I love,
thank you.
Love the idea of someone just being like, no, it just can't be done.
Science has yet to crack the blue raspberry soda.
All right, so blueberry candy, let's see.
All right.
Did they nail it?
I got to say, I really like this soda.
Yeah, it tastes very good. I am surprised, I have to say.
The soda tastes better than the candy. The candy is like, it's like a punch in the mouth of sweetness.
They're different. These are different.
They're different.
Well, I will tell you a fun fact.
Yeah.
One Jolly Rancher's hard candy. Sorry about your no sugar resolution.
Sorry, my guys are all going to get hurt by that Minotaur.
Yeah, apologies to your party. That one hard candy has about 3 to 4 grams of sugar in it. Now, a single serving of this soda, of which there are 2.5 in this 20-ounce bottle, has 29 grams of sugar, which is about 10 hard candies. So figure there's 25 Jolly Ranchers in a single bottle of this.
Oh my
God. Wow.
These are like regular sized consumer bottles.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
this is 2.5 servings in it. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, this is something you're just going to you're walking up to the cooler at your 7-Eleven. Just be like, yeah, I'll have one of those.
Yeah.
It's not even a question. Maybe you're even going for a bigger one if there's an option.
Yes, honestly. These are tiny bottles.
All right, let's move on to cherry.
Cherry, yeah.
Yeah.
So I would say as candy to beverage closeness, on a scale of 1 to 10,
candy
is a 6. Like, I don't think they nailed it. But I love the beverage. It's great.
Yeah, I don't think they nailed it, but I also don't care because the beverage tastes so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a better product. It doesn't have, like, the bite.
They made the right call.
Necessarily.
Yeah.
They made the right call.
Thank you. More sugar, less bite.
Cherry.
That's the Jolly Rancher soda way.
But serious, as you said, though, the candy had more of a punch, though, actually.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, is that the candy, I think, has that, like, got a little zip to it, a little sour.
Whoa, this smells...
Oh, it smells like medicine.
Very medicinal.
I don't like cherry products because they always remind me of cough medicine, and this smells like fucking Robitussin.
Like, this smells exactly even, like it. Yeah.
Even more so. Don't you think? Like, it's extreme in its...
Yeah. It's real pungent.
Not for me.
The taste isn't bad.
It's not as bad as the smell, for sure, but...
But the problem is there is a little bit of an aftertaste that brings... It's maybe you're just... It might just be coming back on the nose, but maybe it's not as bad right out of the mouth of the bottle because you can't put your honker in it, but it's not so good for me. No.
No.
That aftertaste is not nose.
Hey, man, I'm curious with the cherry candy... I
there's only one way
I
to find
like
out.
I feel like the candy will be more pleasant to me than the soda. I don't imagine Jolly Ranchers having this medicinal
taste.
Let's
smell them.
Yeah, good call.
Okay, they smell awesome. They smell like a cute lady's cute perfume.
There's a smoothness to it, too, that the beverage has like this sharp medicinal thing. This is sweet. It's sweet smelling.
Wow, I almost thought I put the watermelon one in my mouth.
I was about to say, if you told me that I was eating a cherry candy, I don't know that I would.
I did put the watermelon in too.
Maybe one of us has two cherries.
I have two cherries.
Oh, I had two watermelons.
Oh, okay, here.
Yeah, I'm definitely eating cherry candy, and it doesn't taste like it doesn't taste like that gross candy cherry that you sometimes get. It just tastes good. Actually,
it tastes like a good cherry. I love it.
Yeah. Are you a fan of cherry tasting candy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got no problem with this.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, that seems classic. Yeah. Seems pretty.
On the 1 to 10 scale, I'm going to say I'll give this a 3. It's not even in the ballpark.
Yeah, because the soda is gross and the candy's pretty good.
But I love the candy, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. Green apple. Now, this one, I think if any of them, candy and the soda, are going to be the same, I feel like I'm rooting for this one for some reason, like that they would nail it.
Is green apple your favorite Jolly Rancher?
No, I enjoy it. I think it's one of the more iconic flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we really lived through a green apple... time.
You're right.
You might be right. Yeah.
Now, I actually almost think that maybe people a few years older would consider this their, like, our blue raspberry is really their green apple. That I think that maybe caught the tail end of it. But in terms of, you know, you got your Airheads. I always remember, like, the blow pop, the commercial, going, sour apple. And so that was a big deal. Now, Jolly Rancher is not claiming to be sour at all.
No.
Just green. And it is green.
Yeah, it's so green.
Undeniably. This is TGRI.
How many dyes are in this?
TGRI. Oh my God. This is the ooze.
This is the ooze, but a beverage.
It smells cool. It smells really good.
Yeah, I'm not getting much apple, but the flavor is what I remember the candy to taste like. This is the most candy-ish, almost.
This is also the fizziest of them.
Yes.
So far.
Even when I opened the bottle, I did notice that.
This one's kind of... Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's kind of fun. Like, the kids would like this flavor, I feel like.
Freak out about this. This would be a... Because, yeah, I think that was always my problem. I wasn't necessarily a green apple flavor person, because I think sometimes it was too sour.
Yeah.
But this feels all right.
I mean, I would never buy this, though, if I'm going to be honest. It seems ridiculous, right?
Would you buy any of...
No, I wouldn't buy any of these.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not like 12.
That's true.
Yeah, I kind of would feel like...
And where are they selling this? At like candy shops,
Amazon,
probably?
I guess.
I've got a headache coming on already.
Oh, no. there is a blue raspberry flavor available. I apologize. Mm. And there's an orange one,
bonus
too.
Episode.
Yeah, someday we'll get back to these. Now, this is... Oh, interesting. This company, the Elizabeth Beverage Company, is based in Newcastle, Delaware.
Hey-o.
Making this product. Now, that's where my wife hails from. And... Not Newcastle specifically, but she's not far. Delaware, you got to have a little Delaware. Oh yeah, we got to get that green apple candy in there.
Something I noticed about where this company's from, because actually I looked it up while we were talking. Mm. They have a consumer comment line, and I feel like we should call it on air and just give them a quick review of all of them.
That's a good idea.
That's what I think we should do. I'm going to try the candy.
Oh, they nailed it.
Candy
this is
subtler in smell.
The candy's subtler. Period.
Mm-hmm. It is less green apple flavored, which is weird to say.
Yeah.
I like the candy more than the drink.
Uh-huh. Me too.
I love this.
But yeah. I will say, I feel like this is this is more like an 8 on the candy candy to
it's
soda
closest
scale.
So far, right?
Yeah, that's 100% true.
All right, let's round it out with this watermelon.
Mm. I'm serious. How excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10 about this watermelon?
11.
Oh. Watermelon Jolly Ranchers. God damn. This is the best.
Man.
What a great day this is for me.
The Jolly Rancher logo, there's like a character now, and he looks like he's Dan Cortez from Rockin' Jock Sports from MTV.
Sure. Yeah.
He's like a Jolly Rancher with some like old-time Oakleys.
Where is he? He's not
he's
on the
website. He's on the website. I'll make a point of taking a photo of this guy.
This is a lot of sugar we're handling this morning.
It's just a couple of sips. The crazy thing is the light these up. Things are throwing off. You could illuminate a room with these bad boys.
Whoa, this is weird on the nose.
That is strange. This one smells like a Jolly Rancher
smells
candy.
Smells like science.
Doesn't it smell? It's almost like that. I don't know what you'd say. What is it? It's like gelatin or like whatever the thing that they make hard candy out of besides sugar.
Yeah, I'm going to smell it. Osteria, are you smelling this?
Yeah, I want to smell them back to back because I remember.
To be fair, I put this one in my mouth already. So
Because the watermelon Jolly Rancher also has a strong smell. But it's such a good smell, though. I know it's all artificial, but
it's different. It's a very different smell. The candy versus cola smell, right?
The candy smells better.
It does.
Yeah,
there's cola smell has
something
this, like,
pungent
gank.
About it. Yeah, gank, did you say?
Yes, it's
yeah,
a little
yeah,
bit like exactly. Boggy. I'm not yes! kidding. It's like, yeah, something.
Yeah.
Like, something's up.
Something's off with this one.
Let's see. All right, down the hatch, boys.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
The sad way
I feel
go
like
out.
We got a rancid bottle of this. This is off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That is off.
But you know what? Yeah, I feel like the taste is more like an Airhead than it is like a Jolly Rancher.
Ugh!
A dusty quality to it.
I wonder if we did have something. I mean, it's weird that I said pungent and you said gank, and it tastes weird.
Yeah, seriously. Look, I'd be willing to try another bottle just in case we got a bad bottle, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm not. It's
just
like
to
this
give
is
these
the one.
Guys the benefit of the doubt.
Should we have another bottle?
We have a case.
Okay, grab another.
All right,
a warm
let's try.
Bottle.
What's one more?
One more watermelon.
One more watermelon. Couldn't kill us.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, it could, actually. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, maybe the whole batch is rancid.
Oh, God. We're
going
to have a lot to talk
Josh
about with
going
this
to the stash.
Consumer line. All right.
All right.
We're going to, this is warm, so.
All right. Here, let me get a couple other cups.
Thanks, buddy.
Here, you hold on to that.
All right. This is actually not, here, this is not. It's not like garage warm.
Yeah, it's a decent room, I don't know.
If a beer was this cold, I would drink it.
Yeah.
I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah, the house is...
Yeah, it's a house. It's a nice house.
The house is not insulated, so it's...
There you go.
I mean, a duck lives here.
Yeah, you got to keep the ducks happy.
All right.
I'll just say, so far, this is the... And look, and I talked a lot of crap about the cherry soda. This is the one I want to try again the least.
Yeah, no, this is the loser so far.
Yeah.
Let's see if that bottle was a
How
weird
disappointing.
Bottle.
Alrighty.
Alrighty then.
It's pouring just fine, let me tell you.
What if we did a suicide of all four of these?
Oh, we're doing that. Yep.
Okay, good. Just checking.
Yep. We'll mix and match our little glasses.
All right.
Let's see.
Let's hope we have better luck. Still smells like something died.
Oh, yeah. This is off.
It is. It just smells very plasticky. Now, I feel like Jolly Ranchers...
Oh, God! Sorry, I interrupted. I'm sorry.
The warmth does no favors whatsoever.
Nope.
That might be the worst...
It makes it a little spicier. But
that might be the worst soda I've ever had.
Yeah. Seriously.
Right?
Yeah, yes. Why not? Yeah, we can give it... We can put this on the bottom of Soda Mountain.
Hey, Amy, thanks for sending this.
Amy... No. We do thank you.
No, Amy, this was amazing.
Amy, you're gonna have to hate us so much.
No, just kidding.
Are you trying? Was this like the secret that you knew one of us would love watermelon most of all, and you were hoping it was me, and you're trying to kill me specifically?
All right. I feel like
Noah's our poor, unsuspecting guest of stereos.
I feel like we should get to voicemails before we run out of time here.
That's true.
Let's see what we got cooking.
These watermelon can't.
Bro bros, what's up? This is Gary from Chicago. Just calling to say that I listened to the Vendermill Cider episode from Friday, which is awesome. I'm glad you guys got to experience that. Being in Chicago, we can pretty much get that anywhere, and the Totally Roasted is quite delicious, as you know. The second thing I wanted to ask is, since you're going to be doing Cider Logs 3 and 4, as you mentioned today, do you guys have on schedule to do one from Seattle Cider Company? If not, let me know and I will get you some ASAP. They have one that is called an oaked maple cider, which is quite delicious, and also another one called Gin Botanical, which is cider aged in a gin barrel. Both of which sound kind of gross if you're not a fan of oak, maple, or gin, but I promise you they are super fantastic, so I'll ship some to you if that's not on the schedule for you. But lastly, I wanted to say that I just got a couple of bottles of the GFY Stout from Spiteful Brewing. Apparently those guys do not know the weight that your podcast carries in the beverage world. Otherwise, they would have shipped that to you themselves ASAP. But since they don't, I picked up a couple of bottles tonight, and I've got those on the way to you now. So you can shoot those out or just do a tasting or whatever when you get a chance.
Gary, whoa, cool. Gary. The GFY Stout has been received.
Oh,
we have it, and that will be on a new Listener Beverage Era episode coming soon. As far as Cider Logs 3 and 4, we would love for you to send us that stuff. I think we can put that on pause for a second, though. We should wait on Cider Logs 3 and 4 for a minute. Don't you think,
yeah,
JoJo?
Yeah, I think so. We're going to have to do a summer cider for sure. We're going to, we'll do them seasonally, maybe. We're always taking deliveries. That's for sure. Oh, yeah, I'm seeing a photo of this now. Gin Botanical Hard Cider.
Ooh.
That's crazy.
But yeah, stay tuned for GFY Stout.
Very generous of you. Thank you very much, Gary.
Rebra, JoJo, this is Maggie from Minnesota. I was sipping on some Fireball the other evening, watching some music in a bar, and by the end of the night, I was pretty much blacked out, forgot everything, and I was just wondering what your thoughts were on blacking out from beverages. That's all.
It's been a long time since I blacked out. How about you, gentlemen?
I've never blacked out.
Never.
And I've never puked from drinking too much.
Oh,
look at you. Miracle of modern science.
I don't know what it is about my stomach. Like, I've really gotten down there.
Yeah.
I've gotten so drunk that, like, the world's turned upside down, or that, like, I could see the words I was saying before I said them.
Yeah.
You know.
Like a cartoon.
Yes, exactly. Like, not kidding. My heart was leaping out of my chest. My face turned into a wolf when I saw a pretty lady. And, but I don't know. I've never blacked out, and I've never thrown up. I don't know why.
I throw up I puke and rally so much in my college days.
Puke and rally?
No problem. Gross. Just barf and then grab me a beer.
Gross.
Yeah, all the time. But blackout, I've blacked out a couple times in college. Josh, you blacked out?
I never had blacked out until... until my 30th birthday party.
Oh.
I had a Chumbawamba themed birthday party.
Oh, nice.
Exclusively whiskey drinks, vodka drinks, cider drinks, and lager drinks. And but like it was at my home here, and it was great fun, but the problem was is that people brought all that stuff, and then by the end of it, I was just doing stuff like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll put some of that in here. I was doing, like, a whiskey, vodka, lager, cider suicides.
Sure.
And so at some point, after my lovely wife was like had, like, put me to bed, and she said I, like, stood up like a zombie and just, like, marched towards the bathroom, where then she heard a giant crash because I fell into the bathtub.
Oh, no!
But, like, I didn't know any of this. I woke up at, like, 4 in the morning with on the floor of the bathroom with the bath mat pulled over me like a little blanket.
Aww.
And I had a bruise on my hip and I didn't know why. And then I was just like scream puking all day until I fell back asleep. Yeah, oh yeah, and I'm a puker like crazy, but it's always the next day. And I have theories about why that is. I think it has more to do. I have sleep apnea, and I think that it's actually because I stop breathing when I sleep. When you just like basically pass out drunk, that yeah. It's not a good thing. So that hasn't happened in a long, long time, mm-hmm. or only happens if it's like that one extreme situation.
My thoughts about it are, it's like, you don't want to go out you like don't. That. I just don't think, I think you need to drink a little bit less. If you're blacking out a lot,
yeah.
It's not a good sign. I worry about you.
Yeah. It doesn't make it more fun. Like yeah. Instead of, like, if you go from like 10 drinks to 7 drinks, you can still get real fucked up, hang out with your friends, meet someone new. It's like, you can have all the party you want. Like, you just don't. It's like you could pull back at the end and you still had a good night.
Keep the lights on.
I highly recommend doing if you have trouble with it, do alternate alcoholic beverage and water.
Yeah.
Alcoholic beverage and water. Just to at least stay hydrated. But really, yeah, it's not a good thing. Like, I was even in my own home. And either way, you wake up the next day, even if you kind of, I find this phenomenon happens, even if you remember everything, like if you're perfectly, if you are not, but you know you got kind of drunk, that like, you sort of still question your own behavior.
Oh, yeah, day. Absolutely.
Not just, I mean, and you really just say like, did I say or do anything completely? Like, I tend to do that, like run back in my head, like,
sure.
What were these interactions like? Who did I? And like, you feel it's a certain a kind of anxiety that I feel like is exclusive to drinking. And so I imagine if you're a person who blacks out a lot, like I said, this has happened to me once, possibly twice. I think just the one time. What do I know? that's probably blacking out. No, but that you, if you don't remember the things you have done, that has to be terrifying.
Yeah.
I think especially, it's just, it feels like a very dark, dark place. But drink some water in there.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Thanks. There's beverage related solutions for just about everything.
Hey guys, it's Nick from Kansas City. I was following up on Zoe, not drinking beer and playing beer pong. I have a friend who's gluten free, and so what Zoe can do is take a half cup of 80 proof booze, whatever, vodka, whiskey, any of those, and mix it with 3.5 cups of whatever mixer, and that yields a 5% strength beverage. Or she can use hard apple cider, like a Woodchuck or something like that. That works too, gluten free and gets you drunk.
There.
Anyway, very love strong. The show.
We Go had a recent though. Issue on the show, caller in her asking if it was, she said she loved to play beer pong, but didn't want to drink all the beer.
Okay.
So we were coming up with solutions because we don't think that you're allowed to just play with like just water in the cups and not drink anything.
No.
Seems silly.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a great advice. I love that. I love the science of the mixing, just making your own kind of, beer equivalent, sort of light beer equivalent cocktail that you are then drinking in your cups. That seems like fun.
And ice it down. Put some ice in there. People do that all the time.
Yeah.
That's how James Bond drinks his martinis.
And look at how cool that guy is.
That guy's the best. Have you heard of this guy?
Oh, yeah. Top of Cool Mountain.
Yeah.
Not like watermelon Jolly Rancher soda.
Bottom. All right. Before we get into the final segment of the show, should we do a little suicide while we do that segment?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's
do it. So I'm going to choose like a base and then pour into that base because our cup situation. I think I'm going to go green apple base. Is that crazy?
I'm going to go grape base because I think the grape was my favorite. Did we talk about favorites?
Okay.
Yeah.
We didn't. Yeah.
Grape was my favorite too. Yeah.
Grape is absolutely my favorite. But green got closest to the candy. I'm going to go with the watermelon base. I'm going to try my best to improve it.
Wow. Okay.
Where's the cold one? That's it. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even want to put watermelon in mine.
Right. I found the cherry one.
A little bit of watermelon.
I'm going antiseptic. Maybe this will kill the fungus.
A little bit of cherry and a lot of green apple.
I'm going a lot of grape, inspired by you.
There we go.
This is your.
That's got a nice smell. You can't hide from that cherry smell, though.
That's exactly right.
I'm hoping that the cherry will kill whatever is growing inside the watermelon.
Ooh, it's not good. Oh, the watermelon ruins the party.
God.
Oh, watermelon, it's no joke.
It's all aftertaste.
I have a nice brown color to mine. Gold is a amber.
I'm going to take one more sip.
I can smell the watermelon through it all.
Oh, God, that is just terrible.
How does it do that?
Why does it do that? Why? It tastes like wax and
we got
plastic.
Rancid watermelon.
I don't think we did. I think this is just the loser in the bunch.
We double bottle tested it.
And, That's true. But it was the same batch, though.
But it's all the same batch. I mean, do you think that it's like, and is it the same batch? Will we ever know?
What if it was like they give the intern that day to make the watermelon? It was like his first go of it, and little does he know, he just fucking totally fucked it up.
There are different weird stamps on the bottles. I still don't quite know what these things mean, but they've got different codes. Oh, that's a cherry one. That's why.
Okay.
Okay, never mind. Same exact.
Let's get into the last segment of the show, and that segment is
Brian's question.
So my brother-in-law sent us 100 questions, beverage-related, when we started the show, and each week we're going through that list.
I have a question. Can we answer a hot sauce question in honor of the t-shirts?
Yeah, let's do that, actually. All right. That sounds great.
He sent us 10 bonus hot sauce questions.
Cool.
In addition to the 100 beverage-related.
Okay. Let me know if we've done one of these before, but I don't think we have.
Okay.
We might have. Where are we here? Is Frank's Red Hot discriminated against for being from Missouri?
We did that one.
We did that one. Okay. When is Heinz going to just buy Tabasco and create the ultimate all-purpose sauce? Well, if I'm not mistaken, there is already a Tabasco / Heinz ketchup collab, right? Don't they have a Tabasco
right
ketchup?
Now.
Well, Tabasco did a collaboration with Hellman's.
Oh.
Recently. Again, client. This is not an endorsement. Isn't Heinz and Kraft about to merge? Aren't they about to merge?
I don't know.
I hope so.
I think I heard that Heinz and Kraft are about to merge. I believe Tabasco is, and I could be wrong, I think it's like it's just like a very small family-owned company.
Mm-hmm.
Just we all love that stuff.
Yeah, it's the best.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a classic.
Yeah, I think Tabasco is also, I think that's like a trade term. I think it's like Sriracha, anything can call itself a Sriracha, because there's like an island named Sriracha.
Right.
But like, I think kind of like champagne, like Tabasco is Tabasco.
Right.
Right. There is a region in Mexico, and there is a type of pepper that's a Tabasco.
Oh, duh.
Pepper. But there is, you know, because the Tabasco sauce, as we know it, is like Michelhaney and Company.
Yeah.
Hot pepper sauce. Hot, you know, Tabasco hot pepper sauce. So
are you seeing a ketchup Tabasco anywhere?
Yes, I am. Heinz made a hot and spicy tomato ketchup flavored
with Tabasco.
With Tabasco sauce.
Love it.
That's awesome.
We're happy to have
you. I think that's your answer right there, Brian. Yeah. It's sort of happened. And let's hope that they never buy Tabasco, though, so Tabasco can keep those family roots going.
I agree. It's one of the 57 Heinz varieties, sure. And guess what? I found out while making that logo. Guess how many ounces or milliliters in a standard bottle of Tabasco?
57.
Perfect.
Whoa. Wow.
Synchronicity.
Well, Asterios, you have been a fantastic guest.
This has been an awesome time.
Oh, it's a true honor. I'm sorry there isn't time to call the 1-800 number. Maybe we'll do it later and we'll see.
That could be a good bonus episode.
Yeah, okay, great. Okay.
How do people find you? We're going to put your social media up, but what's your social media?
Thank you. You can find me on Twitter at Asterios. That's spelled Asterios. You can also go to AsteriosCoconos.com. And I put out a very small line of like these mini comics called The Adventures of 20-something Mega Man.
Ooh.
And I'd love it if you guys would buy them. It's like, it's Mega Man villains, but based on all the people you meet in Los Angeles in your 20s.
Oh, this sounds amazing.
So it's like casual cocaine use man, like way too into karaoke man, couch surfing man, talks way too much about his rescue dog man. Oh, the kind of guy that's like, did I rescue him or did he rescue me? There's like a robot villain based on that guy now.
Oh, yes.
And it, and the book teaches you how to beat him, and you can go to devastatorpress.com/Mega Man 2.
Oh.
Print copies are $5 and digital copies are only $1.
Oh, done. We'll put the links up on the show.
Thank you.
Of course.
Yes, indeed. They're fantastic.
Josh, you have anything cooking?
No.
All right, gang. Well, thanks for listening. Excited to see those pre-orders on these t-shirts coming in this week.
Yeah, get them while they're hot.
Hot! What else you got, JoJo?
That's it.
All right, you were, looked like you were just going to say something, didn't you?
No, just thanks for also all you guys feeling the bash out there for those $3 donations. Ooh! We appreciate it.
Keep them coming.
Love you.
All right. And
go fuck yourself.